Today, we'd like to see the title of Rejected in the book of Jeremiah, chapter 6, verses 16 through 30. For online courses for pupils, I'd like to suggest three questions. Number one, in verse 16, there says the Lord, stand in the ways and see, and ask for the old paths where the good way is, and walk in it, then you will find rest for your souls. What are the old paths? First question, what are the old paths? Question 2, in verse 19, hear, O earth, behold, I will certainly bring calamity on these people, Jewish people, the people of Judah, the fruit of their thoughts, because they have not heeded my words, nor my law, but rejected it. Why does God cry to the earth to hear? The second question, verse 19, why does God cry to the earth to hear? The last question in verse 20, for what purpose to me meaning God, to God, come the frankincense from Sheba? Sheba is in the area of Saudi Arabia, so far country from Judah. Frankincense from Sheba and sweet cane from a far country. Your burnt offerings are not acceptable, nor your sacrifices sweet to me. Why doesn't God accept their offerings or sacrifices? The last question, why doesn't God accept their burnt offerings or sacrifices? First of all, for today's Bible study, verses 16 through 30, we'd like to see a little background. Jeremiah prophesied to Judah people. God would cast down, God would punish them, God would destroy them, God judge them, unless they repent their sins. Their sins basically idol worship. They worshiped other gods than Jehovah God. So they repent their idol worship and come back to God. Verse 15 here, were they ashamed when they had committed abomination? Here, abomination meaning hatred thing, which God hates. So basically, the Jewish people worshiped other gods. That time, particularly gods, the number one, Molech, you know, foreign excitement god. Number two, Babel is knowledge god. Number three, Asithoreth is a sex god. The last popular idol is a mammon, money god, gold god. So they worshiped them other than Jehovah God, who is the father of Jesus Christ. Here, were they ashamed when they had committed an abomination? No. Because the Jewish people are not ashamed to worship idols. They were not at all ashamed. So which meaning they were never ashamed, although they worshiped idol gods. Nor did they know how to blush. How to blush meaning, so how to be shameful? So they had no guilty feeling at all. Therefore, you know, God said, you know, several things, therefore, which means you did something, therefore, which meaning in rejecting or rejecting in, you know, therefore, consequently, consequence of your activity, therefore, they shall fall among those who fall. So Judah will fall. Historically, Judah was conquered by Babylon, in 586 before Christ, after Jeremiah prophesied these verses. At the time, I punished them. So God said, I will punish you. They shall be cast down. I will cast down you, says the Lord. Then verse 16, thus says the Lord. So Jeremiah delivered God's word, said, thus says the Lord, stand in the ways and the sea, and ask for the old pathways. So question one, what are the old pathways? So in this verse, God specifically explained what the old pathways were here, where the good way is. So old pathways is a good way. The old pathways were the good way. So what is good? So Jesus said, only God is good. So here, the old pathways meaning God's way. So the way which God wants. That meaning the old pathways. Here, ask for God's way. Basically, God told the Jewish people, you should ask for my way, God's way. That is why here, the good way is work in it. So work in that good way, or work in God's way, or live in God's way. Then you will find rest for your soul. Rest meaning you will find peace, or shalom. You know, Hebrew word is shalom. Or Sabbath, in an English word. You will find rest for your souls if you walk in the old paths, or if you work in good way, or if you work in God's way. But they said, Jewish people said, we love work in it. We will not work in that good way, or we will not work in God's way. So which meaning? They are rebels against God. They are rebel against God, or they had a rebellion against God. Also, I said watchman. Watchman, you know, basically, you know, some tower, you know, the top side of watchman, you know, stand on the top of a tower. So some enemy are coming or invading into our villages. The watchman, you know, cry out, you know, to warn, you know, own people, you know, like that. That is a watchman function. Here, watchman Jeremiah is a watchman. So basically, I said watchman, which means including Jeremiah, because God said a lot of true prophets over you, over Jewish people, saying, listen to the sound of a trumpet. Listen to the sound of a trumpet, which meaning listen to Jeremiah's prophecy, Jeremiah's words that God gave him. So listen to the sound of trumpet. But they said, we will not listen, which meaning we rejected God's word. We will not listen, which meaning they are still rebels against God. They have a rebellion against God. Verse 18, therefore, consequently, in results, therefore, here, you nations. So, first step, the Jewish people didn't listen to God's word. Then God said to nations, which meaning other Gentiles, not, you know, the Jewish people, you know, the other people at that time, you know, around there, Egypt, or Syria, or Babylon, or other country. Therefore, hear you nations, and know, all congregation what is among them. So congregation, which meaning the group of people called, you know, congregation. So basically God, you know, first delivered God's word to Jewish people, then he never listened to God's words. Then God cried out to the nations and their people, know, O congregation, what is among them. Hear, O earth. So nations didn't listen to God's word. Then, verse 19, God cries to the earth to hear. Hear, O earth. So that kind of stuff, the question too, why does God cries to the earth to hear? Because first the Jewish people didn't listen, second nations didn't listen, then the congregation didn't listen. So God, you know, they cried to the earth, God's creatures, to hear. That kind of a scenario we could see. As you know, when Jesus entered triumphant entry into Jerusalem city, so before Jesus' crucifixion. So that time is the Jewish people, you know, followed, you know, Jesus Christ, and the disciples followed Jesus Christ. They paved palm tree leaves, you know, on the road, you know, so when Jesus was riding on, you know, a little, you know, the donkey, a little ass, you know, and into the Jerusalem. That time is Luke chapter 19, verse 39-40. Some of the Pharisees called to Jesus from the crowd, "Teacher," teacher meaning Jesus Christ, "rebuke your disciples." Why? Because the disciples said Jesus, you know, is a Messiah. You know, so many people, you know, praise Jesus, according to, you know, Psalm chapter 118, verses 25-26, Messianic Psalm. Save now. Save now, the Hebrew word is Hosanna. Hosanna meaning save now. Hosanna, I pray, O Lord. O Lord, I pray, send now prosperity. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. We have blessed you from the house of the Lord. So basically, the people are praising Jesus Christ, basically Jesus who comes in the name of the Lord. So many people follows, including disciples, and, you know, praise the Lord Jesus Christ who is riding on us, you know, to enter into Jerusalem city. But that time some of the Pharisees called to Jesus from the crowd, "Teacher," Jesus, "rebuke your disciples," which means rebuke your disciples, meaning, teacher, keep your disciples silent. Don't say, you know, praising, you know, the Lord Jesus Christ, you know. Don't cite, you know, the Psalm chapter 118, verse 25 and 26. But Jesus answered and said to them, said to Pharisees, "I tell you that, if these should keep silent, the stones would immediately cry out." So which meaning stones is God's creatures, you know, would immediately cry out. Likewise here, God, you know, cries to his people to listen, you know, to God's word, but the Jewish people didn't listen, silent. Then is the next nations didn't listen, the nation's people didn't listen. Finally, God said, "Hear, O earth." So which means God cried in the earth to hear. "Behold, behold, meaning, look, I will certainly bring calamity. Calamity meaning disaster. Disaster on these people. On these people meaning Jewish people. Why? Because the Jewish people committed hatred thing which God, you know, hates, such as idol worship, worshiping. The fruit of their thought. So their thoughts are fruit. So the outcome of their thought. So Jesus said, you know, whenever you sow your mind, you will reap it. So that's why, you know, the thought is important. You know, what you think, so you will get the fruit over that thought. So if you sow spiritual thing in your mind, so you will get, you will reap spiritual thing. If you will you sow flesh thing, you will get fleshly thing. That's why we need spiritual mind rather than fleshly mind. Because they have not heeded my words, or because they have not listened to my words, nor my law. So they didn't listen to my law. Law meaning a certain norm or a standard to control your behavior. It is called law. So God's law. God's law, but rejected it. So Jewish people rejected God's words, God's law. For what purpose to me come the frankincense from Sheba? Sheba is a far country in Saudi Arabia area. So the Judah right there, the Saudi Arabia, there's a little, you know, southeast side. Southeast
Sheba
side.
Sheba is from Ethiopia.
Ethiopia. Yeah. I see. Thank you. Yeah, Sheba. Comes the frankincense from Sheba, and sweet cane from a far country. But God said, your burnt offering are not acceptable, nor your sacrifices are sweet to me. Why? God doesn't want to accept their offerings, you know, frankincense, also sacrifices, meaning at that time, they are bringing animals, you know, such as a cow, you know, or is a goat, you know, sheep, you know, kind of thing. But God said, I will not accept, you know, your service, your worship. Why? Because they are only religious appearance, not out of their heart to love God. So they have no love relationship with God, but during weekdays they are practicing idol worshiping. But only Sabbath day in the Jewish calendar, Saturday, only Saturday in temple they worship God, you know, bringing, you know, burnt offering, frankincense, you know, sweet cane, you know, and so on and so on. But during days, weekdays, they didn't practice God's word, God's law at all. So that's why God said, I wouldn't accept your worshiping here. Your burnt offerings are not acceptable, nor your sacrifices are sweet to me or sweet to God. So here, like, you know, today, you know, Christian, you know, only Sunday they are, you know, worshiping God, but during days they do not practice, you know, God's word, you know, at all. So that kind of, you know, same situation. So God said, you know, I wouldn't accept, you know, your, you know, Sunday worship service because you do not have a, you know, love relationship with God. So you do not love me, you know, likewise. So therefore, in results, in consequently, thus says the Lord, behold, look, I will lay stumbling blocks before these people. And the fathers and the sons together shall fall on them. The neighbor and his friend shall perish. Stumbling blocks meaning falling blocks. So for example, Jesus said, whoever believes in me, Jesus Christ, you know, shall have an everlasting life. That's a gospel word. But if you do not believe in the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, so that word itself would be a stumbling block to you. Because if you do not accept the Lord Jesus Christ, because of Jesus' word, you know, gospel words for salvation itself, tells you, you will not be saved rather than into destruction, eternal destruction. You know, that's why, you know, the God's word itself, you know, stumbling, would become stumbling block because you do not accept God's word. So exactly likewise, God said, Jewish people, you should repent in your sins and come back, you know, to me. But they do not accept the God's word. That's why that God's word would become stumbling blocks to Jewish people who deny God's word. Here, the all of them, fathers, sons, and neighbors, his friend. So all Jewish people, you know, the fall down upon stumbling blocks over God's word. They are rejecting God's word. Verse 22, thus says the Lord, behold, or look, a people comes from the north country. Here is what is the north country. North country, so we know the Jeremiah last chapter, you know, like that, you know, that is Babylon. Babylon is the today Iraq, you know, foreign country. Iraq is ancient country. The name is Babylon. So Babylon, a people comes from Babylon, or Babylonians comes into Judah country, and a great nation. That time, Babylon, the largest the country, you know, Babylon, you know, conquered Assyria, you know, the Egypt, you know, many countries. So Babylon, a great nation, like today United States, you know, will be raised from the farthest part of the earth. You know, that time, you know, farthest part, you know, that Babylon, you know, apart from, you know, the Israel, you know, Jewish people, they will lay hold on bow and spear. They are cruel and have no mercy. So they have no mercy because they are cruel. Their voice roars like the sea. So tsunami wave kind of thing. Roars like the sea, and they ride on horses, and men of war set in angry against you, O daughter of a giant. So daughter of a giant meaning the Jewish people, O daughter of a giant. So in the Bible, we can see usually the God's people, or today Christian, you know, they are used as a female, you know, the feminine term. You know, for example, Jesus said, you know, compared to husbands, so church or Christians compared to wives, you know, like that. So also Solomon, the song, so indicate that, you know, husband is a symbol of God, but Shulami is a symbol of, you know, God's people, and like that. So daughter of a giant is a feminine term, you know, the female term, daughter of a giant, is what's meaning the Jewish people. We have heard the report of it. Our hands grow feeble. Feeble meaning, you know, they are, you know, the very fearfully, you know, shaking, you know, like they're very weak. Anguish had taken hold of us. So a lot of, you know, worries, you know, because Babylon Babylonians are coming to invade, to conquer, you know, our country and Jewish people like that. Pain as a woman in labor, so painful, like a woman who delivered the baby. Do not go out into the fields, no work, by the way, because of the sword of the enemy. So like a terrible war in a situation. Fear is on every side. O daughter of my people. Here again, verse 26, daughter of my people. So God's people, Jewish people. Dress in sackcloth and roll about in ashes. Sackcloth and ashes are symbol of repentance, godly repentance. So, or, you know, contrition. So here, God, you know, continually is telling Israel people, make a mourning as for an only son, most bitter lamentation. For example, if you have only one son, so he is lost. You know, that time is mother's feeling, obviously, most, you know, sorrowful, mostly lament in a kind of situation. So here means God requires Jewish people 100% repentance, not like a partial repentance, 100% or wholeheartedly repentance is required to Jewish people. For the plunderers or invaders will suddenly come upon us like a tsunami, you know, suddenly come, you know, upon you, you know. So verse 27, I have set you as an assayer. Assayer, which means like a tester and a fortress among my people. So basically, the God said the Jeremiah as an assayer or a fortress among my people. Verse 27, so God, you know, talked to Jeremiah. I ever said you, Jeremiah, as an assayer and a fortress among my people, among Jewish people, that you may know and test their way. So basically Jeremiah's duty, so he warned, you know, Jewish people, you know, to prepare for, you know, the enemy invasion. So how, you know, the Jewish people should prepare? Basically let them repent in their sins and come back, you know, to the Lord. You know, otherwise they will be, you know, punished by a great nation. That you may know, test you their way. verse 28, they are all stubborn rebels. Stubborn. Stubborn meaning resistant. Yes. Yes. Stubborn rebels. You know, the Jewish people. So they wouldn't listen to God's word. They would reject, you know, God's word, working as a slanderous. Slanderous, which means defamers or, you know, bad word, you know, against God. Or against the prophets, you know, against Jeremiah, slanderous. They are bronze and iron. Bronze, iron, why, you know, God said they are bronze and iron? Because they are stubborn. You know, bronze is not flexible, iron not flexible. They are all crafters. The bellows. Bellows is a fire furnace. Blow fiercely. The lead is consumed by the fire. The smelter refined in vain. Just in smelters, the worker, you know, in order to get, you know, pure metal, so they put impure metal into a fire furnace. So at that time in the fire, high temperature, burns out impurity, some debris, hay, you know, that kind of stuff. Then the pure metal, you know, comes out. But here, the smelter didn't get, you know, pure lead because the lead consumed by fire. So the lead, you know, vaporized into air. So the smelter wouldn't get, you know, anything. For the wicked are not thrown off. Wicked are not thrown off. Still, the wickedness was there, or impurity was there. So, for example, the disciple Paul said, you know, here are, you know, born again Christian, you work it, you know, for God, but God, you know, when you meet the Lord Jesus Christ, he will give a reward depending upon your works, you know, what types of your works. But the Lord will give a test through fire. So here, the 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 12 through 15. Now, if anyone meaning any Christian, any believer, builds on this foundation meaning Jesus Christ, so anyone, any believer over Jesus Christ, builds on this foundation of Jesus Christ with gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, straw. So six types of disciples give example. One is gold, the other one silver, precious stones, wood, hay, straw, six. Each one's work will become clear, for the day will declare it, because it will be revealed by fire. And the fire will test each one's work of what sort it is, what type it is. If anyone's work, which he has built on it, Jesus Christ, the foundation, endures. So if your work endures the fire of testing, you will get reward. He will receive a reward. If anyone's work is burned, so which meaning your works doesn't endure the fire of testing, or your works are burned, he will suffer loss. So you will get, you will not get reward, but he himself will be saved based upon your faith alone. So you will be saved, but you wouldn't get reward. So basically then, the next question, what types of works you can get the reward, or you cannot get reward? Because Jesus teaches Matthew chapter 6 verses 1 through 5, there's important the motive. Here, first of all, you should examine your heart for your works and to the Lord. Here, take heed that you do not do your charitable deeds before men to be seen by them. Otherwise, you have no reward from your Father in heaven. So your charitable work, or, you know, your, you know, service to God, in order to show up people, you do not get reward. Why? Because Jesus said, you will, because they have already their reward from people. So your work should be given to God, to glorify God. So here, and when you pray, you shall not be like the hypocrites, for they love to pray standing in the synagogue and on the corners of the street, that they may be seen by men. To show out, you know, to the people. Or they want to draw attention from the people. So that kind of words will not endure the fire of testing at the day when you meet the Lord Jesus Christ. So surely I say to you, they have their reward already from the people. So 1 Corinthians chapter 9 verse 31, If you would examine your service, you would not be judged by others. So when you know you serve, you work, you know, something like that, you should examine by yourself, my heart, what's my motive really. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 14, because our works to the Lord, the love of Christ compels us. Always the motive should be love of Christ, because I love Christ, that's why I am teaching God's word to you, something like that. Because I love God, so I am giving offering, to God. Because I love Jesus Christ, that's why I am bringing part of love, to Jesus' people, the children of God, something like that. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 31. Therefore, whether you eat or drink, or whatever you do, do all to the glory of God. Whatever you do, you eat, you sleep, whatever you're doing, do all to the glory of God. Here, the last verse says, verse 30, people will call them rejected silver. So Jewish people are called as rejected silver. So abandoned silver, because the Lord has rejected them. So the Lord has rejected them. So let's see each question. In verse 16, thus says the Lord, stand in the ways and see, and ask for the old pathways where the good way is, and work in it. Then you will find rest for your souls. What are the old pathways? Answer, good way, God's way. Or the first love which they once had God. Question 2. In verse 19, hear, O earth, behold, I will certainly bring calamity on these people, the fruit of their thoughts, because they have not heeded my words, nor my law, but rejected it. Why does God cry to the earth to hear? Number one, Jewish people never listened, rejected. Number two, nations didn't listen. Congregation in nations didn't listen either. So finally, God cried into the earth. Earth is God's creature. Last question in verse 20. For what purpose to me comes frankincense from Sheba when sweet came from far country? Your burnt offerings are not acceptable, nor your sacrifices sweet to me. Why doesn't God accept their burnt offerings or sacrifices? Answer is, religious observance is not enough, nor a living love relationship with God. Worship alone in temple without their love of God. So that's why God will not accept their worship service by burnt offerings or sacrifices. Okay, let's pray all together with the Lord's Prayer, then we'll finish today's Bible study.